to the program. 7 times in the Word of God we find the phrase, be of good cheer. We're going to look at one of those today. We'll be in Matthew chapter 9. Have your Bible ready. Matthew 9, verse number 1, it says, "And he, that is Jesus, entered into a ship, and passed over, and came unto his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Here's another interesting verse. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And then we read, And he arose and followed him. There's much in this chapter to be of good cheer about. We're going to look at it in a minute. But before we do, whatever problems you're facing today, be of good cheer. He is able to deliver thee.
'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. Is the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee.
Well, as we go down through these scriptures in Matthew chapter 9, we see he entered into a ship, passed over, and came unto his own city. Now, if you study it carefully, you'll see that this is referring to Capernaum, and he did a lot of mighty things there in Capernaum. And behold, it says in verse 2, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, there's a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. If you read the story in the other accounts in the gospel, they busted up the roof, and they lowered this man to Jesus in a house that was crowded with people. And we read here, Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. So we have a man on a cot. We have four men carrying him. We have a big crowd of people here. We have the scribes and the religious hypocrites who are also there seeing what is going on. He's sick of the palsy. That is a physical situation. As you go through the New Testament, you'll find that Jesus healed a lot of people. He healed the blind, he healed the deaf, the lepers, people who were paralyzed. He healed men and women and children. He cast out demons, and he even raised the dead. However, all of these things were physical situations, and they were very temporal. That is, if a fellow was sick and he got healed, he probably got sick again before he died. I've been sick several times in my life, and I guess most of you can relate to the same thing. As a matter of fact, the older you get, my son said to me the other day, he said, getting old is not for sissies. I laughed. He's almost 50. I'm almost 80. I said, son, you don't know anything about it yet. My situation, I've come to the conclusion physically, with my body, if it doesn't hurt, it's probably not working anymore. Every morning I get up, my body says, you go ahead if you want. I'm staying here. No, you're coming with me. I'm in charge here. You come. But, I mean, this is all physical. But he said here, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. He didn't say be of good cheer because I'm getting you off this couch and you're going to be able to walk for however long you live. No, be of good cheer because this is eternal. Being saved for eternity is a much better thing to be of good cheer about than worrying a little while about this temporal situation where we have to face some aches and some pains. Well, we see here that certain scribes said within themselves, this man, he blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their hearts, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? And whether is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, pick up thy bed and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed and go into thine house. And he arose and departed into his house. Now what was happening here is what was prophesied back in Isaiah 35, verse 5 and 6. It says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. The Bible is just, Jesus is just fulfilling prophecy. And that's a great thing. We read in Numbers 23, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Whatever he's prophesied, he's going to do. And one of the next things we know is the rapture of the Christian. It's just around the corner. It's prophecy. Hath he spoken, and shall he not do it? So we're living in this little time, this little bubble. The Bible calls it a vapor. Life is short. It's but a vapor. One good question is, what kind of vapor trail are we leaving? You are the only Bible that most people are going to read. And what we need to do is to trust the Lord, be of good cheer in the circumstances. He is able to deliver thee. Oh, he could take every ache and pain that I have, and I have a lot of them these days. He could take them all away if he wanted to, but he doesn't want to. He wants me to live above the circumstances and to live a life that others may see. As I said, we're the only Bible they're going to read. And so he is able to deliver thee. That is, he could do it physically if he wanted to. Or he could give us the power to live through the circumstances that we are facing today. He is able to deliver thee. Be of good cheer.
'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. Is the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver.